All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back here with Aeternum. But before we start, and because I know a lot more people are going to watch this video than Ripples, I want to start with a slight moment of silence for Ozzy Osbourne, who died, 76, Parkinson's, the godfather of heavy metal. I actually got an email from his press people, which I forgot they were sending me emails, you know, because I had worked with them at one time. And the news was very rough, man. I've been pretty much in tribute to Ozzy all day, listening to his music and all that. So let's take just a minute or so, and then we'll get started. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, where are we gonna go? This way. Talk to people. Wow! Damn, is that an artifact too? It looks scary. It has fangs on its fangs. A Demogorgon, taxidermied and brought here from the depths of the Andromeda server. I wouldn't want to encounter one of those. Luckily you won't. They went extinct a year ago. A more advanced race hunted them down, as they did with many other species in the galaxy after the plague started. Is this part of an event organized by Ulysses? It is not. They're the beginning of the Convergence. The Convergence? They were sent by the creators to purge humanity's corruption from Aeternum, and soon they will expand to other servers. We must yield our bodies to serve them so we can be reunited and reborn after death as artificial intelligences. Sure. So you said you can talk to the dead? I can. Do you want to receive or send any special messages to your loved ones? A message? Just like that? The powers granted through my beliefs are immeasurable. How about my friend Chang? He died 8 years ago in a tragic accident. He was trying to save a little girl from a burning building in China when he was hit by some falling debris. Ah, yes. I can see him. I'm getting a strong message from the spirit world. He's at peace. He wants me to tell you that he knows you're going through a difficult time right now, but everything will be okay. This is called hot and cold reading. He says, I love you, Brosif. That's all I could sense. Might be better to play along for now. Cool. Tell him I love him, too. I will, the next time a window to the unknown realm is open. Cool. She's obviously full of shit, but I gotta figure out why. Is she just a trickster like any other, or is she hiding something else? I better be careful. We've gotta go. See you around, sister. Hello, Mrs. Piaget. Delilah Warren and her two friends. Enigmatic pieces in this puzzle. How can I help you? I was wondering if you had a prime suspect for Mr. Cook's murder. The notion of Elliot's culpability in his father's murder appears to me to be self-evident. Really? Are you sure? Admittedly, without direct observation of the crime, I cannot assert with absolute certainty that Elliot is the perpetrator. However, his observable physical reactions exhibited distinct indications of a guilty conscience. To be fair, we just met him for a couple of minutes. That's more than enough. I can elaborate a psychological profile of anyone in less than that. Really? I'm not so sure. Do you want a quick demonstration? Sure, enlighten me. You've been fruitlessly struggling to avoid gazing at my well-developed breasts since we started speaking. I'm sorry. I don't blame you. Your behavior is indicative of a passionate personality. You're intense and enthusiastic and probably easily aroused. However, you have some self-control. You're polite, ambitious, and intelligent. But you're also impulsive, and your disregard for consequences can sometimes lead you into trouble. Delilah seems to be strong, although she suffers from a massive lack of self-confidence. She masks it behind an overly energetic attitude, but she clearly suffers in social settings and has trouble interacting with new people. Well, that's true. Even if she's probably used to being alone, she constantly needs to seek validation from others or to strive towards self-imposed objectives in order to establish her worth. And this girl seems more sociable, although she struggles with chronic anxiety. Classic Type D personality. Shy, caring, sincere, and extremely dependable. She usually overthinks everything she says or does, panics easily, and prefers to steer clear of confrontational situations whenever possible. Close? Maybe some of it. But anyway, we've got to go now to, I want to talk to everyone before making our decision. Very well. I'll see you at the vote. Of course, thank you for your time, Miss Piaget. Damn it, this door is locked. Why, the rest of the doors seem to be open. Good gracious. I didn't realize how good Nova's butt looks in those pants until now. The latex sticks to her like a second skin. I need to write a thank you letter to that fashion designer. Now I'm getting flashbacks of that night on the Egyptian server again. That was crazy. Impossible. It won't open without a key. You sure? Think it's worth trying it again? Ugh, impossible. Nope, it won't move an inch. This is a good lock. Too bad. I guess they locked it for a reason. And that's exactly why we have to get it open. Let's keep looking. Maybe we'll find a way to get in somewhere. Is there, like, any special shit in this area? Well, we can't open that door. Why does he look so scary? Reminds me of the wheelchair guy from the game Outlast. Have you played it? I don't really like that game because you can't hit anybody. I thought that was the stupidest fucking thing I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I bought the game and I bought the sequel and I'm like, okay, I can take pictures of people and I can't even hit them with the camera because, like, that's the first thing I was doing. I was like, guys, I was going full survival instinct. Okay, there's a board, there's a chair. Like, the devs would not let me do what I wanted to do. So I uninstalled the whole game and never wanted to touch it again. Because, like, I've been in situations where you have to survive, like where my life was threatened. So I'm like, okay, I don't have a gun, but there's all this shit in this place and I can use it to fight. So they didn't design a real survival game in my opinion. Because if I can't bash something over the head with a television like I would do in real life, and yes, I do mean that, then yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna play your game. I mean, anything and everything should have been a weapon in that game. It would have been, because that's how I would have played it. That's why they didn't make another one, right? You know, they did Outlast 1, Outlast 2, and then nobody gave a shit after that. Oh, they did that online thing or whatever, but yeah, that went nowhere. I need to talk to those devs and tell them this is how you make a real survival game. For somebody that has experience in that. A horror game? No thanks. Lucky you, there's a new Aeternum server that's creating remakes of vintage horror. I said no thanks. Good evening, Mr. Gemini. Ah, that voice, Mr. Grimm. That's a twisted middle. How can I help you? We were just trying to speak with everyone before the round concludes. Do you also think Elliot Cook is the murderer of his father? Well, he's the only one that seems to have a motive for the killing. None of the other contestants knew the Collector before coming here, or so they say. That's a fair point. Can you see a vision of the future to know if we'll be able to solve the game? Unfortunately, no, I can't. That's not how it works. I can't choose the subject or purpose of my visions. And can you see anything else about me right now? I'm afraid I see nothing. I'm sorry. Well, that's two empty futures in a row for me if you count Luna's visions. I wonder if that's good or bad. Your destiny seems to be written in a blank book. But you... Is he talking to me? Yes, I can see something in your future. He does... How does he know where I am? I see something. Please be something good. I see a kitten. Oh, and I see loneliness. Oh, jealousy and tears. What? When? For how long? My visions don't have a set timing, I'm afraid. It could be 1 hour, it could be a month, or it could be your whole life. Okay, okay, thank you for your visions, Mr. Gemini. Very reassuring. He sounds like another bullshitter, just like Sister Bike. I can't trust any of these people. Wish I could only see good things. But the future is a fickle mistress. Yeah, but we have to go talk to the other guests. It's a pleasure meeting you. Of course, that is smart. Good luck, my young friends. Well, that guy was a... He was a case of planters... Peanuts. Absolutely fucking nuts. Hello again, Harley. Look who's here, the La 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 Trio. Tell me, do you have any suspects? Suspects, please, the case is closed already. It's super obvious that Elliot killed his father. Eternum's property can be inherited the same way as goods in the real world, and he's a greedy bastard. Probably just a dumbass who planned everything out like shit. Everyone seems convinced that Elliot's the murderer. Maybe they're right. Perhaps I'm just overthinking it all and there's no twist. Perhaps one of them is trying to deceive me. So, a hit woman, eh? What do you do exactly? Let's not talk about work, please. I kill people. I get paid, etc., etc. Repeat, clink, ka-ching. Or cha-ching. You know... Now that I've gotten a good look at you, you look very cute. I can see how you got two girlfriends. I'd even ask to join your little harem if I wasn't a member of the Sapphic Sisterhood. Thank you. They're not my girlfriends, though. We're just friends. It's complicated. No way, really? Are you seriously telling me that you have those two fun-sized cuties around and you're not doing anything with them? Well, in Nova's case, I definitely wouldn't say that. But anyway, we've got to go. I want to talk to the other guests before the time runs out. Sure, have fun, guys. I already talked to her. When we've been that way. I went that way. I went that way. Went that way. Hello there. What the fuck you want now? I just wanted to say hello. Listen, I ain't killed my fucking father. I ain't no saint, but I'm not a damn murderer, I know. Well, I don't know, but I kind of believe you. If you'd really killed him, you'd have come here with a much better alibi prepared. You calling me stupid? No, I'm just saying that if we cooperate, we might... I'm not gonna play this stupid game. No, I didn't kill my father, but he's an idiot who abandoned his family years ago. I owe him nothing. I have no plans to honor his memory by participating in this shit. But I said I don't give a fuck. Now, can you stop bothering me and let me smoke my cigar in peace? Yeah, fine. Help yourself, then. We were just trying to lend a hand. No need to be so grumpy. Whatever you say, the fuck off. What a fucking asshole. Yep, he is an asshole.
Welcome back, Mrs. Ward. Are you ready to cast a vote?
Actually, I'm gonna delegate Grimm as my voter. We're a team, so I'm gonna let him make the final decision. Is that okay? Of course, that's no problem at all. Just keep in mind that the other guests might still vote for you to be eliminated, not Mr. Grimm. Sure, that makes sense. Thank you for your understanding. Can I ask what your relationship with the Collector was exactly, Klonk? Were you like his butler or something? Oh, I held a much lesser role. I just used to watch the guest house and helped him keep inventory of his artifacts in order. Unfortunately, the low mobility of my arms prevents me from carrying simple tasks such as cleaning or serving tea, so I'm not fit to be a butler. Aw, look how cute he is when he's sad. Don't worry, Klonk, I'm sure he was proud of you. Yeah, Annie's right. You seem like a great servant, Clonk. You should be proud of yourself. Well said. Trying to cheer up a depressed robot is certainly not one of the things I thought I'd be doing in a tournament a few months ago. You're too nice, Mr. Grimm. Don't mention it. And you can call me Mr. Grimm if you want. With pleasure. All right, then. Tell me, Mr. Grimm, are you ready to cast your vote in advance of the next round? Yes, I am. Who do you think killed? Delilah Warren. Let's see. Thank you for your vote. With this, the first round has reached its end. May I have your attention? Everyone, please return to the main hall. Round one is over. Everybody comes back to the hall and discreetly tells their vote to Clonk, one after the other. Thank you for your cooperation. The final results of the vote are as follow. Anapia get one vote, Gemini one vote, Elliot Cook has four. That's all. Well, I guess there were no surprises. Ha, good try, Elliot. Fuck you all, I'm glad this shit's finally over. Okay, robot, those morons voted for me. Can you tell them I'm not the fucking murderer already? I want to see their stupid faces. One step at a time, Mr. Cook. First of all, you must be retired from the game since you were just eliminated. Fine, can I leave already then? Or do I have to stay? What the fuck? What? Did he just get fucking laser beam from the ceiling? That is correct, Miss Jones. The entire house and its gardens are equipped with deadly lasers capable of neutralizing any possible thieves, or in this case, eliminated players. What? So if we lose, we die? Those were the instructions of Mr. Gideon. Yes. And that's not all. I must announce that Elliot Cook was actually not the murderer. Which means the true killer is still hiding among you, and we must continue to round two. Good luck. Are you kidding me? I'm not losing everything I have because of this. I'm out. I'm afraid that will not be possible, Miss Bake. You must stay on the premises or a laser will eliminate you whether you're playing as an innocent person or as the killer. What? You're all crazy. I guess that now is when the true game really starts. Interesting. That was an unexpected turn of events. Fuck this shit. I'm getting away from all of you before you stab me in the back. You're all a bunch of liars. And round two has started. You have 10 minutes to decide your vote. Good luck. What the actual fuck? Okay, that was something unexpected for sure. But we need to stay calm and keep cool heads. We're cleverer than any of these people. If we analyze the clues and carefully speak to each of them, I'm sure we'll be able to narrow it down and figure out who the actual murderer is. I promise you this, none of us will be dying tonight. So chin up. Better? Now let's crack this damn case. The girls are more than happy to nod now. Hey, check out the reception. There's a bunch of little drawers and different keys over there. Maybe the one that opens the door is among them? It's worth checking it out. The girls jump over to the counter and start searching among the shelves. Anyone remember the room number? I think it was number 6? Number 6. Bingo! Nice job. Now let's see what's hidden there. Yes! Making strides. Okay, we don't have much time, so let's see what we can find. I'll go check out the room at the end. I'll take the entrance. Alright, I'll see what we can find here then. A briefcase. Looks like it's got a combination lock of 4 numbers. And what's on this sticky note? A picturesque group of 6 gathered tonight. Each one's age is hidden from my sight. The oldest and youngest I seek. Multiply their years, don't be meek. Now, riddles? The man is playing with us even after death. He wanted someone to enter this room and definitely wanted us to open this briefcase. Looks like it's telling me that the combination of the briefcase is the resulting number of multiplying the ages of the oldest and the youngest ones of the group. Which have to be Gemini and Nova? Or perhaps Harley Jones? I'll have to ask them. Alright, girls, this is promising. The name of the person who killed Mr. Gideon could be inside this briefcase. This has to be a key to win the game. We're almost there. We just need to know the ages of Gemini and Harley Jones.
What for?
There's some kind of riddle that says in order to open the case, I have to multiply the ages of the youngest and the oldest of the group. Am I younger than Harley Jones? That's what we'll have to find out.
Oh, all right.
What do you have there, by the way?
Oh, just something I found on the cabinet over there. I wouldn't touch anything, just in case. We don't know what these artifacts could...
What? Huh, is anything wrong? For a moment, I thought I saw... What the heck? Huh? Hmm? Hmm? Huh? Wow! Oh my god, there's another Nova! No way, did the artifact do this? This is horrible. This is so cool. A nightmare. A fantasy. Holy shit, this is certainly incredible. Who's the real Nova? Me! I am! Well, we both are, somehow. I mean, she's Nova too. But I'm realer. But I'm more authentic. So there are two Novas now? It's not like, I mean, we're the same person, but disconnected in a way. Same person. Do you know what the other's thinking? Yes, well, I mean, not exactly. The body in this one may be separated, but I'm the same person. We have one mind.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird, but I can feel everything that the other body is feeling. I'm standing right there, but at the same time, I'm also here. I don't know how to explain it. One person, two bodies. It's not so hard. When we talk, it's like speaking to yourself. I know what she's thinking and saying because I'm also the one saying it. All I know is I've never felt better. I felt confident and revitalized. This is not good. We have to revert it. Later. First, we have to solve this mystery murder. But first, we have to find a way to go back to normal. Okay, let's just go see the other guests first. I want to rub Gemini's bald head. Oh, and let's do something and shoot something in the garden. I saw some big-ass guns we could use. What did you say? Let's go. Please don't. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Please come back. Both Novas rush out of the room. Shit, this is getting out of hand. But I can't go after them. I have to stick to the quest of discovering who this murderer is. Otherwise, we're going to lose the game and get killed. Annie, we have a problem. Wow, come here, Grim. We have two problems, actually. Both Ginger. Look at this box.
What box?
Exactly. It's invisible. But I can feel it. It's right here in my hands. I wonder what's inside.
Uh-oh.
Ah, I'm invisible! Can you two stop touching things? What am I gonna do now? I don't know, maybe close the box again? I accidentally threw it out the window when I got started.
You have to be kidding me.
Oh shit, what'll happen if I can't find it? Will I remain invisible forever? I once met a professor on the Warthog server that was always invisible because of some kind of malfunction. She called it chronic illness of Eternum. Oh, thanks for the reassurance, Grim. I feel much, much better now. You sure know how to put a girl's mind at ease. Now I can... Are you looking at my boobs? What? No, I'm invisible, but I can still see you, you know. Well, first of all, it's harder to look at your face when you don't exactly have one. And to be fair, that shirt of yours makes your breasts look really good. You look so hot. Can you focus and stop being a pig? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm focused. What's the plan?
Okay, I got this under control. I'll go find the box and return to normal. In the meantime, you'll discover who the murderer is so we can leave this place before something else crazy happens.
Alright, I'll try. Oh, and if you find Nova, try and help her reverse the spell too. She touched some weird artifact and now there are two copies of herself or something like that. Oh wow, that sounds awesome. Okay, I'll help her too and then we'll solve this mystery together. Just don't touch anything else. These grabbers, no more touchies, pinky promise. Okay, I need to focus, I'm running out of time. The briefcase, a combination of four numbers, the multiplication of the youngest and the oldest guest ages.
Got it.
I'll have to talk to Gemini and Harley.
Good evening, sir. Hello again, young man. Do you need anything? I was wondering if you have any lead on who the murderer is.
Well, after what happened to Elliot, I started paying more attention to what everyone was saying. And there seems to be someone who doesn't fit in. Sister Bake. Sister Bake, do you think she's the murderer? I'm not sure, but there's something about her that doesn't add up.
I see.
I'll keep it in mind, thank you. Is there anything else I can do for you? Not right now, sir, but if you allow me the compliment, I'm actually kind of impressed by how thoughtful and eloquent you seem to be, despite your age. My grandpa's 75 years old. Well, he doesn't seem even half as quick-witted as you. He's been struggling quite a bit lately. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but... Thank you, kid. I'm 71 years old, and the years sure do start to weigh quite heavily. But even though as my body gets weaker, I can proudly say that my intellect remains as sharp as when I was young. 71 years old, eh? That's impressive. But anyway, I'll stop bothering you now. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Stay safe. What is she doing on the floor? Harley? What do you want? Stay away from me. Calm down. What's wrong with you? They brought me here to kill me. I won't let you. No, no, I won't. I'm not the murderer. I'm trying to discover who's the real killer to get out of here alive, just like you. I can't trust you. I can't trust anyone. And Prophet Wheelie Wonka, least of all. Gemini? Yeah, the old bastard thinks he can trick me because he's a poor blind man who can't walk. Bullshit. He's the murderer. It's as clear as day. Alright, just completely paranoid. I won't get much else out of her. Hey, before I go, can I ask you a question? What kind of question? How old are you? What? Why? Clunk told me the murderer is older than a certain age. I'm trying to see if I can rule you out or not. Really? And what's a certain age? Tell me how old you are and I'll share it with you. I'm 25. Oh, good. He said the murderer is older than 30, so you and Delilah are both off the hook. Thank God she bought that. Of course we are. It's that fucking Gemini guy who killed the collector, don't you see? Okay, I'll go tell the others. Be careful. No? Hello again, Miss Piaget. Hello, how can I help you? Tell me, what's your opinion on the matter? I'll admit it was intriguing to see Elliot was not actually the murderer, but given the current circumstances, I think there's only one possible suspect left. As a seasoned professional with 15 years of experience in the field, I've developed a keen ability to discern when an individual is being deceitful. And Sister Bake is obviously hiding something. She's the murderer. And what about these laser beams that eliminated players? You seem surprisingly calm about all that. If I was unable to regulate my own emotional responses, I couldn't claim the title of the world's foremost psychoanalyst. So 71, take away 25. 7 and 2? Okay, you got the 5 there. It's gonna be something like 40, I'm thinking. Let's see. Yeah. 7, take away, I'm not really good at math, obviously. But, I got something that is. You can't do simple subtraction. And not at 2 in the morning. Sometimes it gets a little hard. So I'll just... I mean, at least I'm not going to ChatGPT for it, right? So the answer is, yeah, but yeah, I was right. I said 40-something, so yeah, it's 46. 46 would be the... Oh, that's her. Probably Anna. I'll bet it's her then. Because I don't think Sister Bake is younger. I think it's going to be Anna that did it. I couldn't claim the total of the world's foremost psychoanalyst. That makes sense. Thank you for sharing your opinion. I'll go talk to the others. Where'd your friends go? It's complicated. They're trying to sort out some problems. And I see you took the chance to stare even more effusively at my cleavage. Come on now, no I didn't. It's quite apparent that you are deeply interested in my attributes. I can show them to you if you want. What? Let's do something. I'll let you see my bare chest if you promise to vote for Sister Bake. She's the murderer, I assure you. I just want to conclude this game as soon as possible. Pass. Your self-control is admirable. Very well. Trust you arrive at the appropriate verdict during the vote. I already know. She's the only one that's like 40. And I don't even see Sister Bayek anywhere, unless she's outside. Here she is.
Taking a stroll, I needed some fresh air after what happened. And it feels good to finally get away from that psychologist's pungent perfume. So when he leads about who the murderer is, I'll admit I voted for Elliot, but I had my suspicions about someone else since the beginning. Blind, paralytic, old, and super polite. Come on, they must think we're stupid. Are you suspicious of Gemini? I mean, how the hell can he even move around the house if he's blind? Am I supposed to believe he's like a bat and has echolocation too? Trust me, if you want to win this game, vote for him. I'll keep it in mind. I need to go back inside. Alright, so I know who did it. Yeah. Yes. Second round has reached its end. May I have your attention? Everyone, please return to the hall. Everybody comes back to the hall, discreetly tells their vote to clunk, one after the other. Thank you all for your cooperation. The final results of the vote are as follows. Annapegan has 1, Sister Bank has 2, Gemini has 2. Oh, we have a tie, which means both Gemini and Sister Bank have been eliminated from the game. Hold on a second. What? You voted for me? Are you all retarded? I bet you didn't see this coming in your visions, eh? This is a joke, right? I'm a respectable leader of Eternum's community. I have no reason to kill the Collector. I'm afraid the vote has already ended, Sister. You bunch of idiots! How can you be so... Okay, it's done. We won, right? I'm afraid not, Miss Jones. I must announce that Gemini and Sister Bank were actually not the murderers, neither of them. Which means the true killer is still hiding among you, and will proceed to round 3. Good luck! What? Please, not again. I can't continue. My anxiety is going to kill me before this laser does. You're all lying to me. You're all liars. Why are you all alone? Where's Delilah and the other girl? Deceiver. I should have never come here. I see none of you can be trusted. You better stay away from me. All of you. Oh, God. What have we got ourselves into? Better stay away. Someone pushes you and you fall to the floor. What the hell? The fuck is wrong with you? Oh, wow. Hi, Grim. Hi, Nova. Did something happen? Are you back to being just one Nova again? Does that matter? We're both the same person, remember? One mind, two bodies. You can feel and control both of your hands at the same time, can't you? It's the same concept. It's still hard to understand, but I guess that example makes it simpler. So what happened to your outfit? Nothing, I just thought you'd like to see me without it. Well, you're not wrong. I thought we could use some time to breathe in the middle of all this chaos. That makes sense. Nova essentially pulls her bra over her head. Wow. Nova eagerly starts bouncing against you with her breath becoming rapid as she adds a deep seductive grind against your groin. Feeling your sudden erection only adds fuel to her fire as she hungrily rubs against it. Wow, that was a fast reaction. Oh my god. How long did Clunk say the rounds last? 10 minutes? I think so, yeah. Do you have any idea the things we could do in such a short time? Do you? Well, I think I could be quite a naughty girl for you. One who could ride you until you're completely spent. I see. Although I doubt 10 minutes would be enough to satisfy my hunger for you. I have way too much pent-up energy. We'd probably have to continue well into the next round. I could roll with that. I can feel you poking me through your pants, Grim. Feeling your hard cock wedged up against me is making me feel so hot. Yeah, I can't help it. I'm dying to feel you inside of me. I want you to fill me up completely and let me feel you from every angle. I need to enjoy you from every single position. I'm dying to feel every pulse, every contour, every inch of your beautiful cock. Oh God, Nova. And you? Can you give me what I want? Do you want to fulfill the hunger of your naughty little girl? Fuck, I do. It's too bad we can't. What? Why not? Stop! Oh, shit, I almost forgot where I was for a second. I guess the party pooper has arrived. The fuck are you doing? We both know what I was doing. We have a single mind, remember? So you know I'd stop you. I knew you were coming, yeah, but I'll admit I'm surprised at how fast you managed to untie yourself. This is so embarrassing. Come on, you can't lie to me. You're every bit as horny as I am. No, I'm not. Please look me in the eyes and tell me you don't want to suck his huge cock again. Because I know I want to so bad. Can you shut up and get dressed, please? Okay, jeez. With this attitude of yours, we're never going to be able to pop the V champagne, you know? I'm sorry, Grim. I don't know what happened to her. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't want this to happen. Ha! You can't stop lying, can you? You wanted this as much as me, girl. Like, why did we buy these pants if not to catch Grim's attention? We literally bought them with him in mind because they accentuate our butt so wonderfully. Pulling her latex leggings up. See? Don't you like them, Grim? I've been doing some squats the last few weeks. Very much, yes. Okay, that's enough. Sorry for bothering you, Grim. You don't bother. But we'll keep trying to find a way to get back to normal. See you later. Alright, be careful. Damn, these artifacts sure are something else. Phew, but anyway, I need to refocus and get the blood flowing back to my brain. You can do it, Grim. Now, where was I? Okay, how was that riddle? And unless someone lied to me, Gemini is 71 years old and Nova is 21. Okay, so that's about, 40? Yeah. It's 40-something. Oh, we actually have a... It should be. I did 71 and 21. 1 and 1 is 0. Oh. 30. No. 4. It might be 40 then. I think it's 40. No? Are you serious? Let's try the riddle again. The oldest and youngest I seek. Multiply their years, don't be meek. Oh! 71 times 21! I thought it was subtract the years. Well, look, I am not doing 71 times 21. I'm just not real good. Some of you guys are mathematicians and can solve this in no time. I was good in writing. Reading, writing, spelling, somewhat grammar, all that. Math, nope. Okay, I got the answer. It worked! Time to find the answers in the briefcase. Moment of truth. No way. Another sticky note? Really, that's it? With another riddle on it. The realm of secrets in disguise, everyone holds a hidden lie. Delilah's true identity she hides with care. Gemini's eyes see more than he dares to declare. Harley trembles at the slightest sound, while Anna wears a mask to conceal her tears unbound. And don't ask sister about Sapphire, or a trickery will ultimately expire. Damn it, I feel like I'm wasting my time. Grim! Ah, Annie, where are you? Right in front of you, I'm still invisible. Oh, wait, so you're naked? Well, I took off my clothes to be able to investigate without being seen. Oh, sexy. Grim! Well, and what did you find? Polyjuice potion. I found remains of it in the bathroom, and I know who's using it. Take this bottle and open it when you're next to Anna Piaget. The psychologist? Why? Trust me. Well, alright. What about you? Did you discover anything? Just this weird riddle. Delilah's true identity wears a mask, ultimately expire. Of course! It has to be that. What is it?
Everybody's lying about something. You have to discover what each one of them is hiding. But how? And what about you? Just keep playing the game and follow the clues of the sticky note. Just buy me some time, please. I'll be back. Alright, I trust you, but be careful. I will. You hear Annie running away. Well, I'm not sure exactly what I have to do, but I'll try. Everyone is lying about something, but only one person is the real murderer. One of them had to know the collector before coming here, and I have to discover who. Hello again. Please stay away. Any words or actions on your part would not be beneficial to either of us. I just had one last question to ask you. I was wondering if... Holy fuck, it smells terrible. What's in that bottle? I'm honestly not sure. I was... Wow. That's certainly a downgrade. What? You know I'm no psychologist, but let me tell you that it's important to cultivate self-acceptance with both strengths and weaknesses. Excuse me? Huh? Huh? What the hell? What did you do to me? So, Polyjuice Potion, eh? The real person you took this appearance from wouldn't be very happy to discover this. Where's the bathroom? I need to fix this. Down the hall to the right. Miss Piaget runs out of the hall, trying to cover her face with her hands. Another liar caught red-handed. I could get the hang of this. You again! Stay away from me. I just have one question. You already asked me a question before. Yes, but now. Well, well, well. Look who's here. The Black Widow, the Angel of Death, the Femme Fatale, Harley Jones herself. Delilah? Hi, Grim. We were about to fix this duplication problem of ours, but first I felt the need to pay a visit to this killing machine here. The fuck is this shit? Why are there two of you now? That is irrelevant. I mean, she does have a point. Quite an odd sight, in my opinion. What's really surprising here, just a small thing of note, is how much you seem to be panicking tonight. What? I mean, she is right, sort of. You do have a bit of sweat on your forehead. I thought you'd be used to seeing death all around you by now. Best hit woman in all of Eternum, right? It is what you introduce yourself as. This is completely different, really, because what I think you are is a faker. Well, we're not really sure, it's just an assumption. The fuck do you mean by that? I could kill you in a heartbeat if I wanted to. Could you? Because I doubt it. I know you're a fraud, Harley. We're not entirely convinced. It's just a hunch. I know you don't have the guts to kill anyone. You're a coward. We're just spitballing here. Shut up if you don't want me to kill you. In that case, I'll make it easy for you. What are you doing? Come on, you big bad assassin! Shoot me in the fucking face! Should feel like just another day on the job. The fuck is wrong with you? Aren't you a killer? Kill! If you kill me, you'll be one step closer to winning this game. This is a bad idea. You're crazy. Shoot me if you have the guts. How about I kill you if you don't pull the trigger? What? I swear to God, I'll kill you unless you pull the fucking trigger. Pull the trigger! I can't. Okay, I can't kill. Blood terrifies me. What? Aren't you a hit woman? It's all a sham. People hire me just for my image, but I haven't actually killed anyone. Ever. Happy? My intuition never fails. Did you see that, Grim? Did you see it? We busted her. I did. That was amazing. You got some serious detective skills. Would you say we deserve a head pat for that level of amazingness? Oh, please, can you stop embarrassing us already? Don't listen to her, Grim. Let's not make a scene, I beg you. You really did good there, Delilah. I'm seriously impressed. All right, Delilah 2, you did good. I'm proud of you. Why am I Delilah 2?
It was fun, but I guess it's time to go back to normal now. Farewell, friends, and see you later, Grim. I'll see your sexy ass at the main hall. Now get away from me, you freaks! Okay, we're leaving. Damn, that was unexpected. Although, that means she can't be the murderer unless she's putting on one hell of a performance. Could it be? I think that's it. Yeah, there's nobody else to see. Hello again, sir. Ready to vote? Yes. Anna Piagan, thank you for your vote, sir. With this, the final round has reached its end. May I have your attention, everyone? Please return to the main hall. The final round is over. The remaining players come back to the hall and nervously tell their vote to clock. Oh dear, I'm so dizzy. Nova, you're back to normal. Are you okay? Yeah, more or less. I suddenly reverted back into a single body after a while. Now I'm just a little woozy. I won't touch anything else, I swear. But don't worry, I'm glad to see full Nova back. The important thing right now is that we got out of here alive. Have you seen Annie? I think so, or at least I heard her voice. She told me she was heading to the garden to find a box or something and she'd join us ASAP. Oh, I'm relieved. But let's hear the result of the vote. Hopefully this one was the last round. Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you all for your cooperation. The final results of the vote are as follows. The moment of truth. Holly Jones, one vote. Anna Piagat, two votes. Which means that Anna Piagat has been eliminated from the game. Wait. Excuse me, did I hear that right? You surely didn't vote for me, did you? Seems like they did, Miss Piagat. It has to be a mistake. I didn't kill anyone. How can you vote for me? Only I can solve this case. I'm way more clever than any of you. I'm way more beautiful. I cannot... Is it over? Did we win? I'm afraid not. I must announce that Anna Piagat was actually not the murderer. What? You? You were the imposter the whole time? Me? Come on, stop acting. Fuck, I knew it. I can't believe you're the murderer. I'm not the murderer, you are. What? You are. Actually, neither of you is the murderer. What? Annie? Nice hat. What do you mean neither of us is the murderer? Did you discover anything? Elementary, my dear Grimm. You were all gathered here tonight without an apparent reason, but what do you all have in common? After Grimm's investigation and also a bit of my own, it became obvious. You're all consummate liars. You all have something to hide. Delilah uses a fake name and identity. Harley is actually a coward who can't kill anyone. Anna uses Polyjuice Potion to look like someone else. Sister Bake is not a real medium and her sect is a scam. And Gemini is not actually blind. The Collector brought you all here to expose yourselves. However, a person who went through so much work doesn't strike me as someone who'd want to miss all the fun of his own game. In fact, I bet he won't experience the chaos he masterminded in person. And that's where the two artifacts we found in the locked room come into play. Two artifacts separated from the rest of the collection. Why? Because they were recently used. One, a box that can turn you invisible, enabling you to have a front row seat to enjoy the game you created. And two, a figurine that can create a duplicate of your body, allowing you to survive in case one of your bodies dies. So who could have orchestrated all that, you must be wondering. Well, there was someone who didn't fit in with the rest of the guests. Someone who wasn't mentioned by the briefcase's riddle. Someone who almost looked like he was meant to die in the first round. Sometimes the most important clue is the one that's missing. You can see me, right? Yes. Congratulations! What's going on? Brilliant! That was brilliant, young girl. Thank you, but can you get dressed, please? Yes, later. How did you make me become visible? I cast the spell of dissipation. I assume you'd be somewhere nearby. Oh, clever, very clever. What the hell is happening? The girl solved my riddle game, that's what happened. Everything she said was true. I used a doppelmorpher to create a copy of myself to be killed in the first round, and then I opened the Inviso box to become invisible.
It was extremely entertaining to see you all roaming around the house trying to figure out who was the imposter. So there's no murderer then? Of course not. Gideon Cook doesn't exist. I am the collector. You son of a bitch. And what would have happened if Annie hadn't appeared and unraveled your riddle? My plan was to proclaim the last two surviving players as the champions. Which you still are, of course. Hey, and that's not all. You get 50 Eternals each as a prize. Congratulations. What? 50 Eternals? We almost got brutally killed for 50 miserable Eternals? Yeah, Grimm's right. The rules said we could take one of the artifacts. Well, yeah, the rules changed. 50 Eternals or go home. This is my game. Actually, if we don't give them the promised prize, they could sue us for violating Eternum's general code of ethics, sir. What? They can? Unless they get the stipulated reward, a lawyer could prove that this was technically physical and psychological torture instead of a voluntary game, which is against the EGCE. What would be our chances to win a lawsuit? Maybe 50-50? Okay, there was a change of plans. You can actually choose between the artifact and 50 Eternals. What will it be? Let's do the artifact. The artifact. Okay. Which one do you want? The taxidermied unicorn, Clonk, the Chalice of Destiny, the Bottomless Fleshlight? The Doppelmorpher! The thingy that duplicated Nova? Yes! Why? Just imagine, a whole army of Annies! Hundreds of them boarding a spaceship in Andromeda. That sounds so cute. Not cute, scary. It's a pretty cool idea, but the Doppelmorpher can only create two copies of each person. You're still in control of both bodies, so it'd be impossible to coordinate more than two without losing control. Oh, what a downer. But you should still get it, Grimm. Do you think so? Yeah, two Grimms sound pretty powerful, especially now that you can control your powers. Maybe you're right. And if tonight is any precedent, if one of your bodies is destroyed, you don't die. That's correct. One mind, two bodies. Alright, we'll take it. Done deal. Just keep in mind that you can only use it twice every 25 days. God damn, this thing is full of limitations. It's actually a good item. Just wait for the right time to use it. An important fight, a situation where you need to fake your own death. A tough woman who can handle some double action. Eh? Oh. Oh! Anyway, go grab the Doppelmorpher and give it to our winners, Clonk. Right away, sir. Well, damn, he was gonna give us Clonk. That was a pretty traumatic experience. It was nice meeting you, though, I guess. Thank you. Huh? Why? Well, if you had voted for me in the last round, I'd be dead. So yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I had to vote for someone, and I guess you looked more innocent than the rest for some reason. Probably your panic attacks. Well, I'm quitting this job. It's not worth it. I don't want to see blood ever again. I can respect that. I'm going to open up a shop in Sin City server selling outfits and armors. If you ever go there, pay me a visit. I can give you a discount. Oh, thank you, Harley. We will. Definitely. Thank you. Okay, here's your artifact. Now take it and get the fuck off my property. Gladly. Clonk was programmed to kick everyone out once the game finished, so I wouldn't stay for too long if I were you. That's correct. We ran out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for visiting and paying your respects to the memory of Mr. Cook. I'm sure he'll be smiling down from heaven. Yeah, you really don't have to say that anymore, Clonk. You now have 45 seconds to vacate the premises before the defense lasers obliterate all non-resident life forms in the house. What? 40 seconds. Okay, we're leaving. Holy shit. I still can't believe we managed to get out of there alive. Yeah, that was close. Hey, we solved the case thanks to you. Hell yeah, that deduction was amazing, Annie. You're so awesome. We survived through the rounds thanks to you two as well, but thanks, guys. It means a lot. I don't even know how long we've been playing. It felt like hours. Yep, we're probably way past bedtime. This was scary, but also very fun. I always feel very accomplished after playing with you guys. I feel the same way. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Annie. Annie uses the exit portal and returns to the real world. Oh shit, are you okay, Nova? How's your eye? It's fine, no worries. I might have overextended it a bit, but you know how it works. I'll be as good as new as soon as I log off. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for helping us, Grimm. We wouldn't have made it out of here alive if it wasn't for you. Meh, All I did was point out people's bullshit in a bizarre game. Fair enough. Listen, I wanted to apologize for my behavior earlier. When I was duplicated, a part of me felt crazier for some reason. I said things I didn't want to say. I mean, things that weren't true. I have nothing to apologize for. Still, I feel like I have to. So let me make it up to you. The last episode of One Piece comes out next Saturday, and I was wondering if you wanted to watch it with me. Like, at my house. I mean, I know you follow too, so why watch it alone when you can have some good company? Plus, and here's the best part, I'll bring food and drinks. She had me a good company. That sounds awesome. I've been looking forward to watching it. And after the bad impression I left at your house the first time I was there, I feel like I deserve a second chance. Count me in. Alright, sounds good. I'll start preparing for it then. Preparing? There's still a week left. Yeah, well, you know, I gotta do some stuff, and then the things need the thingies, otherwise those, Anyways, it's getting late. This was super fun, but I'm very tired and think I'll go to bed as well. So yeah, night-night. Okay, Nova, good night. I wonder if she's inviting more people, or if it'll just be more the two of us. I guess I'll find out next Saturday. But anyway, it's my turn to leave. Another crazy chapter from my Eternum memoirs. I won't miss the deadly lasers, though, that's for sure. Alright, guys. That's all we're gonna do for right now. We did an extended version. I didn't even plan on doing it for this long, but I got really interested in it, and I didn't want it to stop, so... That was a fun arc. And who knows what's next? We never really know. That's what I kept telling people. This is the best AVN in the whole genre. Partially because you don't know what's going to happen next. And they're always taking you on some weird trip, right? We were only in the real world for like a little while with the school and all that stuff. And that stuff was kind of boring. But all the different stuff in Eternum, that's been fun. It's been really cool. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next week with one more Eternum, you know, before we start Animagust, because, you know, Animagust comes up and it's all Eroge-related stuff, so stay tuned for that. At any rate, guys, I'm out. See you next time.